We were talking about housing earlier, and the FHFA House Price Index came out this week. This is the purchase-only house price index from FHFA, and it was up 0.2% in the month of May. That's the last month available for this report as of now. 0.2% gained in the month of May, and it has been moving up on a continuous track since February of 2012, but we have seen some moderation in recent months. For example, on a year-over-year basis, the index now is up 6.4%, and that's the slowest rate since January of 2017. As far as the prices of existing homes, and the vast majority of transactions are in that category, they were mixed on a national basis. There are 9 census divisions around the country. 6 of the 9 showed gains for the month of May. And on a year-over-year basis, the prices on existing homes continue to show some progress. And I mentioned one of the factors there certainly is the low inventory. And low inventory usually spells firmness in pricing, and that's what we have seen in pricing. As far as mortgage applications, the MBA Purchase Index lost 1% last week, and the Refinance Index was up 0.9% for the week. And obviously a lot of what is going on here in this sector has to do with rates. And we certainly have seen changes in mortgage rates in the last couple of years. I mean, there were borrowers that were getting ridiculously low rates a couple of years ago. Remember when the 10-year Treasury got down to 1.375%? Right now it's close to 3%, but actually it was trading at 1.375% in this very month of July, just 2 years ago. And look how that rate has gone up from 1.375%, I guess you could call it right now, 2.15/16. It is very, very close to that 3% mark. And all of this has happened over the past 2 years. So we keep an eye on all of this, along with a lot of other information that comes out. And we had some good information this week. We talked about the GDP, and we had good durable goods numbers this week. They rebounded for the month of June. They rebounded 1%. That's the first time in 3 months that we've seen a gain in durable goods. These are the hard goods with the long shelf life. And we like to see orders coming in for durable goods as well. Good for the economy. So non-defense capital goods orders, that means non-defense excluding aircraft, also known as the core orders, they were up 0.6%. That's 3 months in a row that we have seen a gain in that sector. So all of this coming in. And it's good to see home ownership moving higher, too. The home ownership rate was up 0.1% in the second quarter, and it's now at 64.4%. That's the best in 4 years. Now, the historical average is 65.2. We have just a little bit more to go to get back to that historical average. But you remember that fell out of bed after that housing collapse back in 2008-2009. So we keep an eye on all of these numbers because collectively they have meaning. Any one number, maybe not so much, but collectively these numbers certainly do have meaning.